Day 140. I am recovering from my wounds and the loss of blood. It cannot be cut out with a sharpened stone. It does not like pain. I lost consciousness long before the pain or loss of blood demanded it. Each time I awoke and resumed cutting, I would be made to pass out. It does not like pain. Day 158. Alpha speaks some now. He seems duller, slower, and only vaguely aware of me or anyone else, but he eats and moves. He appears to recognize me to some extent. The med scanner shows the heart and internal organs of a young man, perhaps of a boy of 16. I must wait about another Hyperion month and 10 days, about 50 days in all, until the flame forests become quiet enough for me to try to walk out, pain or no pain. We will see who can stand the most pain. Day 173. Another death. The one called Will, the one with the broken finger, had been missing for a week. Yesterday, the Bikoro went several kilometers northeast, as if following a beacon, and found the remains near the Great Ravine. Evidently, a branch had snapped while he was climbing to grasp some chalma fronds. Death must have been instantaneous when he broke his neck. But it is where he fell that is important. The body, if one could call it that, was lying between two great mud cones marking the burrows of the large red insects that Tuck called fire mantises. Carpet beetles might have been a more apt phrase. In the past few days, the insects had stripped the corpse clean to the bone. Little was left to be found except the skeleton, some random shreds of tissue and tendon, and the cruciform, still attached to the rib cage like some splendid cross packed in the sarcophagus of a long-dead pope. It is terrible, but I cannot help but feel some small sense of triumph beneath the sadness. There is no way that the cruciform can regenerate something out of these bare bones. Even the terrible illogic of this accursed parasite must respect the imperative of the law of conservation of mass. The Bikoro I called Will has died the true death. The 70 truly are the 79 from this time on. Day 174. I am a fool. Today I inquired about Will, about his dying the true death. I was curious at the lack of reaction from the Bikoro. They had retrieved the cruciform, but left the skeleton lying where they had found it. There was no attempt to carry the remains to the basilica. During the night, I had become concerned that I would be made to fill the role of the missing member of the 70. "It is very sad," I said, "that one of you has died the true death. What is to become of the 70? Beta stared at me. "He cannot die the true death," said the bald little androgyny. "He is of the cruciform." Somewhat later, while continuing my med scans of the tribe, I discovered the truth. The one I have tagged as Theta looks the same and acts the same, but now carries two cruciforms embedded in his flesh. I have no doubt that this is one Bikoro who will tend toward corpulence in coming years, swelling and ripening like some obscene E. coli cell in a petri dish. When he, she, it dies, two will leave the tomb, and the 70 will be complete once more. I believe I am going mad. Day 195. Weeks of studying the damn parasite, and still no clue as to how it functions. Worse, I no longer care. What I care about now is more important. Why has God allowed this obscenity? Why have the Bikoro been punished this way? Why was I chosen to suffer their fate? I ask these questions in nightly prayers, but I hear no answers. only the blood song of the wind from the cleft.